A single-family home and two garages on the property. Property served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. Access to the parcel is from State Highway F. So this is our standard conditional use nightly rental, as you see in red. Based on the two bedroom, your maximum occupancy would be six, and the needed parking for six would be three spaces. So this is the junction of F and 160. Everybody know where we're at, I assume? Zooming in on the parcel, you can see the single family home, the two outbuildings. Access is right past the county's property. That's just a pictometry view of the home. Stood at the driveway, looked somewhat to the west, southwest, yes, and then turned around and looked back towards the junction of F Highway and 160. And then backed up just to get a view of the driveway. At that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm James Hughesbury, and do you have any questions for me about...
What's your vision of the property?
Basically, just to turn that home into a nightly rental. Yeah, we've owned the home for quite some time, and we just want to turn it into a nightly rental.
And who would the management company be?
It would be me. So
you would handle
taking
it?
Care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
That's your residence on the next parcel?
Right? Yeah. Yeah. I own a house just to the southwest of it there.
Any other questions? Let's see who's out in the audience. Do we have anybody out in the audience that signed up to speak on behalf of this application? Anyone signed up to speak in opposition of this application? I might look out. All right, so we've got the application before us. No opposition. Any more questions for the applicant?
Motion to approve.
Got a motion to approve. Motion and a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, moving on to the next one. We've got 549 Amanda Road, Ridgedale.
So your applicant, owner David Crowdis, is seeking Planning Commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use and part of an existing single-family home located at 549 Amanda Road, Ridgedale. Applicant will add a separate entrance and renovate the area where an indoor swimming pool is located with two bedrooms for nightly rental use. Per the Taney County Assessor's information, property is approximately 162 by 271 irregular in size with a single family home built in 1980 and an indoor swimming pool located on the property. It's located in the Oak Lake Estates subdivision. Property is served by a shared well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So again, in our red, this is our standard conditional use nightly rental staff recommendations. The differences are based on a two-bedroom will be a maximum occupancy of six. With the six would be a total of three parking spaces. And I've added wastewater and on-site septic system will be upgraded or evidence the system is sized for the additional six occupants with review or permit process through Taney County Environmental Services. These are requirements that have to be met before the nightly rental is started, along with the safety, the signage, any fire protection district Department of Revenue's license and any kind of buffering that the Planning Commission would require. So here is your Long Creek Bridge on State Highway 86. Amanda goes straight north. Subject's home is on the left-hand side. And just some photos. I always try to take a picture of the edge of the property boundaries. And at the very end of Amanda, there's been two separate special use permits for nightly rental, one in 2016 and a current one that was approved in 2017. That I'd turn it over to the applicant.
Thank you. My name is David Crowdis. I'm seeking a conditional use permit for a portion of my home to be used as a daily vacation rental during the peak tourism season in Branson. My wife and I live at 549 Amanda Road in Ridgedale. This is our full-time home. Our home is a single-family ranch-style home overlooking Table Rock Lake. Our home is a four-bedroom, three-bathroom home. At the north end of our home, attached to the house, is an indoor swimming pool that's no longer usable. The room is approximately 1,000 square feet. We would like to convert the indoor swimming pool area to a two-bedroom, two-bath nightly vacation rental. The renovation plans submitted to the Planning and Zoning Commission were completed by an architect, an electrical engineer, and a structural engineer. The rental property would be limited to six people with three designated parking spots. Because this is our full-time residence, our policies to renters will be strictly enforced. Our master bedroom wall is a shared wall to the rental property. Our intent is to always be at home when we have renters. Our home is 5 minutes from Big Cedar, Long Creek Marina, where vacationers can rent a boat, swim, or fish. This is the view from our balcony. And as you can see, if you're there at the right time, you'll see the Branson Bell turn around right behind the home. The view, it's serene, beautiful, relaxing. It's a wonderful location just to enjoy. Finally, I'd like to read this letter that I received from a local realtor to whom it may concern. Our firm has been asked about whether nightly rental properties in a neighborhood will devalue the neighboring properties. It's been our experience that the complete opposite is true. Properties with nightly rental zoning are hot commodities right now and are selling at premium prices, generally well above the price of a comparable property without this zoning. As to the impact on surrounding properties, those values do not seem to be degraded at all by nearby nightly rental facilities. And this is from a realtor here in town. And that's my request.
So, Scott, this is really the first one I can remember that's an attached to an existing residential home. Does that not fall under bed and breakfast? Or?
Our bed and breakfast definition, which I could look, but it says something about offering or not offering a meal. I mean, they might have the ability to request it as a B&B.
And I guess my question would be, to be a B&B, what zoning would that, in our zoning regulations, would that be? Could that happen in R1 with the chart that has the X's? Or would it that be a different zoning? Should have that handy.
It talks about breakfast may be served in either a bedroom, dining room, or home. To qualify as a B&B, the owners must live in the private home, prepare the meals, and clean the rooms, etc. So there was no mention of providing meals. So the definition of B&B was not met by his application. It was going to be a whole separate room with a separate entrance that just was off.
Yeah.
But home, there was no meal offer. Bed and breakfast, it's conditional use in A1, R2, and R3.
And this is currently zoned R1?
Correct.
Having said that, we have done that other room, turned that into a duplex in R1.
No, then it'd be a multifamily if he wanted to do long term.
So the conditional use of the night in the rental would. Okay.
Yeah, that's. I mean, that's a good thought.
Well, if you're going to.
But multifamily, but.
If you're going to add to the building and have a separate entrance, then it's.
Seems like a duplex to me.
And if it's R1, the duplex is R2.
Mm-hmm. R2.
We have a problem with that.
Our intent is not to rent it other than vacation rental daily, nightly.
No, I understand your question. That's a good.
Yeah, you're in R1 district, single family per lot, and if you add this room with a separate entrance, it makes your house into a duplex. Now you have two different living quarters. The zoning is R1. That sounds like an issue to me.
I would agree.
I don't.
That's why I asked the question. Just this is the first one that's been, you know, it's
the second one. The first one we denied.
Yeah.
We wouldn't qualify for a building permit, would he? I think that's the question. Whether or not he'd qualify for a building permit.
That I don't know. That'd be a question.
Well, the infill, unless he changes the footprint more than 100 square feet, he would not need a building permit to fill the pool. So he might remodel that without our knowledge and wouldn't need a building permit to keep it the same footprint. But I see your validity of it being a multifamily, because if the nightly rental ceased, then he had the ability to long-term rent that extra room.
You're going to have any kind of doorway between your old living quarters and the other one?
There'll be a security door, a fire security door.
There will be a door there, though.
Yes, but it'll be.
You can go from one residence to the other without having to go outside.
Yes.
He's renting a room. Yeah, the separate entrance is what got made. Is that made?
Well, they have to have a separate entrance to get in.
But you can also go back and forth.
Absolutely.
So you got a front door and a back door.
Yes.
And they're going to come in the back door.
Yes.
And it's not a duplex.
That's correct.
Write that down. we got rules we got to abide by, too. So.
Good point.
Any other questions for the applicant? Do we have anyone in the audience that's here on behalf of the application, for the application, opposed to the application? You want to come up, sir?
My name's Tom Hubbard. My wife Penny and I live at 575 Amanda Road, next door neighbors to David and Kathy Crowdis. We're pleased to have them as neighbors. They're excellent neighbors, so just want to get that out there. In the beginning, David and I have had an opportunity to discuss his plans. I've shared my